Alan Lightman is a political historian and distinguished professor of history at American University. He predicts that an impeachment investigation will be launched and lays out the factors that he believes will lead to Trump's removal from office. From Robert Mueller's Russia inquiry to President Trump's foreign policy moves and conflicts of interest, not to mention his Twitter account, Lightman warns that Trump's rogue presidency is approaching a critical mass of violations that could trigger his impeachment, but only if the American people demand it. Lightman's new book, The Case for Impeachment, contains new material assessing how Trump's first year in office has strengthened the case for impeachment and explaining exactly how he could be removed from office. It is a pleasure to welcome Alan Lightman to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. I appreciate it.
My great pleasure.
The book is now out in paperback. It was a bestseller in hardcover. And when it first came out, we obviously knew less than we do now about the presidency of Donald Trump. So with that said, there is a new material in the book. But has anything struck you that is different than what you originally thought when it came to the way that he would act in office and the concerns that there would be a cause for impeachment?
Yeah. Let me say, you know, when I first came out with the first edition of the book last April, people were saying, oh, how could you possibly be talking about impeachment? You know, the president has only been in office a few months, and now, of course, impeachment is on everyone's lips. And the first edition really lays out the history of impeachment, the process of impeachment, and eight possible cases that could lead to Donald Trump's impeachment. It's a blueprint, a guide for the American people. And, of course, some startling new information has come out that's now in the latest version, the updated paperback that came out this week. And the one thing that, of course, was not on the radar at the time I put out the first book, but is now blipping very, very strongly, is the case for obstruction of justice. He had not yet fired Comey, and none of the other bits and pieces that put together an obstruction case were evident back in April, but are now part of the new book. I believe, and I think I document in the new book, that the case on obstruction of justice against Donald Trump is at least as strong or stronger than the case against Bill Clinton. And almost every Republican in the House voted to impeach Bill Clinton on obstruction of justice. And, of course, the centerpiece of the case against Donald Trump is the firing of the FBI director, James Comey, and later he openly admitted he did so to thwart the Russia investigation. But that's not all. There's so much more. There's the keeping on of Michael Flynn for 18 days after the president was warned that Flynn was likely compromised by the Russians. There is the pressuring of the FBI director, leaders of the intelligence community, members of Congress to throttle the Russia investigation. And by the way, one of the articles of impeachment that the House Judiciary Committee voted against Richard Nixon had a lot to do with his interference with federal investigations. And then, of course, there is Donald Trump dictating the completely false and misleading letter about the June 2016 meeting between Russian operatives and his son, Don Jr., his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and his campaign chair, Paul Manafort, where he said, oh, this was an innocuous meeting about Russian adoptions. In fact, in the case for impeachment, the new book, I lay out the entire email chain for that meeting, which showed, no, it was called for the express purpose of the Russian government or a representative of the Russian government providing incriminating information on Hillary Clinton to help Donald Trump get elected. None of this was known at the time I published the first edition. It's all laid out in clear detail in the new updated paperback.
So a couple of things. One is it strikes me that we are, of course, focusing on what happened with Comey and the Russia investigation. I understand that. But there is also what's happening now, right? I mean, there's still concerns as to what's happening day to day within the White House that should be of concern. And the other thing that well, let me get your thought on that first, right? I mean, we haven't,
yeah.
We're not in a self-corrective mode, right?
No, not at all. Let me talk about that, because I think that's really important. When it comes to impeachment, context matters. These day-to-day things that are detrimental to the country matter, even though individually they may not rise to impeachable offenses. The framers put impeachment into the Constitution quite advisedly as a legal and peaceful means of dealing with a rogue president, as opposed to the way in which dangerous rulers were dealt with in their own time by assassination or revolution. And they assigned sole authority to impeach to the U.S. House, not to the courts. So it's not a legal process. It is a combined legal, political, and moral process. And the whole context of a presidency is very important for impeachment. If you go back to the first presidential impeachment, that of Andrew Johnson, he was impeached on a technicality, violation of the Tenure of Office Act, which had to do with appointment powers. But the real reason he was impeached was the context of his presidency, which was his continuing obstruction of the process of reconstructing the Union and bringing the freed slaves into American life. So Donald Trump's attacks on the press, which Jeff Flake, a Republican senator, so eloquently pointed out were so dangerous, his attacks on the judiciary, his dividing the country, his demeaning people by their race, their religion, or their gender, all of that matters in the case for impeachment. And I cover that in the book.
So when it comes to this, there's the case. You can make the argument, as you do in the book, the case for impeachment. But then there has to be the will. Will there be the
yes.
will until we have a Democratic Congress or a Democratic Senate?
It's a great question, and I'll answer it in two ways. First, one of the Lichtman rules of politics is that for office holders, their number one, maybe their only priority, is survival. And if Republicans in the U.S. House come to believe that Donald Trump is dragging them down and threatening their survival, they could turn against him under those circumstances. And if Democrats want to impeach, it would only take 10% of the Republican delegation in the House, some two dozen, to turn against him.
But
second scenario.
Okay, let me clarify what you just said, though. But it doesn't seem like if not now, when is are the Republicans going to turn? That's what I don't get.
Great question. And I'll tell you exactly when they might turn. I'm not saying
okay.
they will. I believe we now have the tip of the iceberg of what the special counsel Robert Mueller knows. I think he is going to come out with findings that shock the country and shock the world. I think he could well come out with findings, and I'd hate the word collusion because it's like bursitis. It covers any pain. He could well come out with findings that there was a conspiracy with a quid pro quo involved between the Russians and Trump to help him get elected. And that's what those calls during the transition from Michael Flynn, the soon-to-be National Security Advisor, and the Russian ambassador on sanctions were all about. And that's why repeatedly people in the White House who knew about those calls lied about them. I also think he could come up with some very serious findings on financial crimes. Why do you think Trump refuses to release his taxes? Nothing to do with it being audited. That's no bar to releasing the taxes. Even Richard Nixon released taxes under audit. Clearly, there are some things in his finances that he doesn't want anyone to see. And it's just a matter of how serious they are. So while right now, you're correct, Republicans are enablers, if the findings are shocking enough, that could move them. And if it doesn't, then there certainly is going to be a change in party power in the midterm. So maybe anyway, and the Democrats are going to take over. I think the biggest indication of how badly Republicans are in trouble is not Alabama, because you could say, oh, you know, Roy Moore was a uniquely flawed candidate. It's what happened 2 days ago in Wisconsin. I don't know if you followed that.
Yes.
There was a state Senate special election
Western
in a state Senate district in rural Wisconsin that Trump won by 17 points, and the Democrat won by about 10 points, a 26-27 point swing.
Now, okay, but if that doesn't wake up Paul Ryan, I don't know what will. And if anything, it does seem that the president is going to Pennsylvania, concern over a House seat in the western part of Pennsylvania as well. But regardless, it's possible, and I think, don't we, if for people who are concerned about this administration, do we just think about this and work together on impeachment, or do we just say, okay, we have to hold our breath for another 3 years?
Well, I think obviously we need to wait in part to see what the special counsel comes up with. And by the way, special counsel investigations don't proceed overnight. They're slow. They often take years. So Mueller is not dragging his feet. He's actually moving pretty briskly. So a lot is going to depend upon what the special counsel uncovers. And I guarantee to you there's a lot more there than we now know. But the people definitely have a role. I wrote the case for impeachment for the American people to explain a lot, or kind of clear up a lot of misunderstandings about impeachment, to explain its history, its process, to look at the history of Donald Trump, and to set up markers for the American people as to when Donald Trump would cross the line to justify impeachment. But ultimately, because the framers put impeachment in a political body, the House, it is at least in part a political process, and the people have a real role. If, in fact, people believe that Donald Trump merits impeachment, you got to act, sign a petition, call your member of Congress, write to him, email him, visit him. Just shouting in the air, just protesting won't do any good unless it's directed to a particular end. And then ultimately, if your representatives in Congress aren't responsive, vote him out of office.
Alan Wigman is a distinguished professor of history at American University. The name of the new book is The Case for Impeachment. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
I really enjoyed it. Take care.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is The Case for Impeachment. It is published by Day Street. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.